We have in the studio Tyson Blanton. She is from Duke Energy. And we've got a big day coming up tomorrow, Friday, April the 18th. And Tyson, we'll let you do the explaining.
Yeah, so tomorrow is National Line Worker Appreciation Day. You know, it's always funny when you have these appreciation days because you want to appreciate these folks year-round, whether it's mothers or fathers or police officers, teachers. But it's nice to stop and pause and really think about it when they're in their normal swing of things. You know, during Helene, we all remembered to thank our line workers. You know, we had such an outpouring of support, but it's good to stop and remember on these beautiful, sunshiny, you know, 85-degree weather days without the trauma of Helene.
That's a good point. No one is celebrating maybe a line worker on June the 8th.
No.
But we do love them when they are restoring our power or repairing lines. Let's look at the job of a line worker. Really, what is the job of a line worker and how has it changed over the last maybe few decades?
Oh my gosh, it's been a huge change. You know, their normal day-to-day kind of deal is building infrastructure for new homes or businesses or adding technology to make it more reliable and increase capacity. You know, we've all seen huge growth, so we've seen lots of line workers in this area, you know, whether it's upgrading or adding new lines to support the growth. But the technology is really the story in the last couple of decades. These guys have always been smart. They've always been hard worker, but it's a whole new level these days of understanding, you know, smart technology or understanding sectionalization and switching. I mean, there's all of these really cool technologies to make it more reliable. And these guys continue to adapt. We have guys who have been in the field for 40 years. So you can imagine how different the world is and how they continue to adapt. And, you know, our new guys, the things that they are learning.
There's also a big safety aspect of being a line worker.
Yeah, it's one of the most dangerous fields. And of course, safety is so important to Duke Energy. We want to serve you reliably. We want you to have affordable. But most importantly, we want our employees and our communities to be safe in the way that they act around electricity.
Tyson, is this an industry that folks are still interested in? I know for a while there, when you look down the pipeline, the older guys are retiring, right? Because it's a physical job. And then there wasn't a lot of younger people interested in it. It seems, though, in the last couple of years, that that has turned around a little bit. More people seem to be interested in it. And why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think we've seen a shift in the culture around those trades. You know, there was a push towards college. It was the only way. And some of those guys that were going to college, it wasn't what they wanted to do. It wasn't, you know, someone said yesterday, their ministry. It wasn't their ministry.
Their calling.
It wasn't their calling.
That's a good point. But kind of forced down that road.
Yeah. But we've had a shift in culture towards trades being so valuable. And we've seen that shift. And really at Duke Energy, we've pushed that shift as well internally to support our technical colleges because they have such a robust program throughout the state, but especially here in our service territory to really get those guys in. So we've seen a huge jump at our partners at York Tech. They have wait lists every year. They've added a third class this year for summer. So it's growing. The demand is there, and we're really excited about the volume, but also the quality of students that are coming out of those programs.
And with that being said, you said that there's going to be two check presentations today.
Big deal. So we always kind of time these around Line Worker Appreciation Day just because it's fun to celebrate in this way. And so we do. I'm heading to York Comprehensive High School after this to give them a $10,000 grant that will support their safety scholarship. So that's purchasing boots and other equipment to keep them safe, because it can be such a barrier to get in. And then at York Tech, we're giving a $75,000 grant that will support their safety programs, but will also help purchase the equipment like you talked about. It's continuously upgrading and getting more advanced. So it's important to invest in those things, guys, so that they're getting the newest technology and they can learn on what they're going to see in the field.
Tyson, do a lot of women enter this industry? Do you have a lot of women line workers?
We're seeing some, but I would love to see it grow. I've told our friends at York Tech and York Comp that I am dying for the day where I have a female in one of these classes. For all you parents out there, it's a great field. You make lots of money. If you have a student who wants to be outside, consider it. You know, put them out there, see if they enjoy it. They have open houses at both York Tech, Chester, and Rock Hill. Go out there and see if they enjoy it. Give me a girl in that class.
All those girls who used to love to climb trees. Yeah. This might be for you. And I would think, I mean, I might be, you know, doing a stereotype, but you know, their hands are smaller, or, you know, like they can maybe get up higher, get in tight places. You know, I would think that would be something to consider.
I haven't heard this for line work, but I have been told that for welding, that females
are stereotypically
better because of the attention to detail and precision. Mm-hmm. And
they take their time.
Yeah.
They don't rush through it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've heard that as well. So I don't know. I could see it applying.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's really cool.
Well, I think, Tyson, you did a great example that you gave. Like, it is important to pause when it's not a disaster to say thank you to our line workers across the country. And, of course, right here in our backyard, you've got Duke Energy, you've got York Electric, you've got so many Pike, you've got so many of these individuals that do put a lot on the line, right? Like, they are out there in the storms. They are out there in the freezing temperatures, shimming up a pole with, you know, they're surrounded by electricity.
And sometimes having to leave their own families with no power, you know, in the middle of the storm. Werder was here and talked a lot about that. You know, they also leave their families to go help others. So it's huge.
So when Duke Energy invests in these young people through these safety opportunities to, one, teach them the safe way of how to do their job, it's one thing to say, oh, do it in a safe manner, but you also supply the tools that they need. It goes a long way and probably comes in handy when they're looking to apply for a job. They'll remember that. Like, oh, I remember Duke really invested in me. Let me see if I've got to put an application in to become a line worker there.
Yeah, that's a nice benefit. Yeah. We always say, though, that, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about before that we work so closely with our peers, whether it's the electric cooperatives, the municipalities, you know, other contractors. And we want all of, you know, telecommunication people as well. We want all of their employees to be expertly trained as well. We want to be working alongside people that know what they're doing and going to do it safely. So wherever they go, we want them to have that good education, and we want to work beside people that came from York Tech and York Comp for sure.
Well, we certainly love our line workers. So tomorrow, Friday, April the 18th, just say a prayer if you don't see one out and about. You could probably send a nice card or something to Duke Energy or any of these places that we mentioned. But we certainly appreciate the sacrifice that you make to make sure that when we flip the switch, the power comes on.
Yep, exactly.
And when it doesn't work, then we're like, where's the line worker?
Call the line workers.
Like a bat signal in the air.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations and a big thank you from the community for what Duke Energy is doing to invest in these young people. It's really exciting. And those schools will be very excited to see you come on campus today, Tyson.
Thank you. I'm very excited to see them as well.